Netflix has pulled an episode of a comedy show that criticized Saudi Arabia's role in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In comedian Hasan Minhaj's show, The Patriot Act, he calls out Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for allegedly ordering the death of Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. A warning, this clip from that episode uses offensive language.
It blows my mind that it took the killing of a Washington Post journalist for everyone to go, oh, I guess he's really not a reformer. Meanwhile, every Muslim person you know was like, yeah, no, he's the crown prince of Saudi Arabia.
Now, it was the CIA that concluded that bin Salman ordered a group of Saudis to fly to Turkey in October and kill Khashoggi and then cover up his death. Saudi officials deny the crown prince ordered the killing and threatened legal action against Netflix under a Saudi anti-cybercrime law. So let's bring in WBUR's Callum Borchers, who's been following this story. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Robin.
It's so fascinating, you know, what control does Saudi Arabia have over Netflix? So they pulled the episode in Saudi Arabia. It is available in other places around the world. So talk about this legal threat that convinced Netflix to cave there. And what does this mean?
Well, Saudi Arabia sent a letter to Netflix citing a law that prohibits, quote, material impinging on public order, religious values, and public morals. Now, that's very broad, Robin. Mm-hmm. I mean, it basically means the government can censor anything that they don't like. And what's striking to me is that the whole episode reinforces the point that Hasan Minhaj was making in that clip that you just played. You know, it puts the lie to the idea that Mohammed bin Salman was going to be a reformer. And meanwhile, you have Minhaj, who raised his profile here in the U.S. by criticizing our government at the White House Correspondents' Dinner just a couple of years ago. And when he takes a similar jab at the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, he gets yanked from that country.
Well, let's talk about the reaction. Jamal Khashoggi's former editor at the Washington Post, Karen Atiyah, tweeted, "It's quite outrageous that Netflix pulled the episode. Social media is calling out Netflix for bowing to censorship." So what is Netflix and what does Minhaj say about that?
Well, you know, Netflix has suggested as well that it really had no choice. You know, it said that it received a valid legal request from Saudi Arabia. I'd say the counter to that is, you know, the Guardian newspaper has pointed out that the punishment for violating this law in question is a fine of about $800,000 or up to 5 years in prison. So, I mean, that $800,000 is chump change for Netflix. And as far as the imprisonment, there is no way Saudi Arabia was going to be able to extradite and imprison Hasan Minhaj in this scenario. So
yeah.
I think it's reasonable to wonder whether perhaps they could have stood up to Saudi Arabia and called their bluff.
Well, they've been a hit in Saudi Arabia. So there may be a business decision there. Shows like Marvel's Iron Fist, House of Cards, very popular there. Just very briefly, got a minute. Other tech companies that have Saudi investments, Uber, Lyft, Slack, have any of them broken ties yet?
Not completely. You know, some of the companies did pull out of that big Saudi investment conference back in October. But the longer-term business calculation of really everyone has been that the business ties to Saudi Arabia are just too valuable to cut. And the irony is that was actually part of Minhaj's comedy routine, too. So here's Netflix producing a show where Hasan Minhaj slams companies for not standing up to Saudi Arabia, and then Netflix doesn't really stand up to Saudi Arabia.
Oops. Callum Borchers, senior innovation reporter at WBUR, our mothership. Callum, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.